Taking a holiday over the holidays, particularly if it's somewhere warm, is a dream for most Canadians. Well, the good news is that we're all getting a holiday this year. However, the bad news is that there's no need to pack a swimsuit and sunscreen. There's no need for luggage at all. The holiday we're all getting is from paying the GST on many items for a two-month period beginning in mid-December. A gift from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland just in time for Christmas. It's supposed to make life more affordable, which it will do to a small degree, but it comes off as hypocritical, to say nothing of desperate, from a Liberal government that has made it harder for Canadians to get ahead. Undaunted, the Grits have doubled down on their affordability, bribery efforts by also announcing that every Canadian who earned less than $150,000 last year will be getting a $250 check from Ottawa next spring. These wholly transparent efforts to assist everyday Canadians come with a price tag in excess of $6 billion, but when you're pulling out all the stops in a bid to cling to power, what's a few more logs on the bonfire that is the national debt, right? Freeland suggested there's some kind of disconnect between recent positive news on interest rates and inflation and how Canadians feel about the economy, using the term vibecession to describe the situation, claiming the tax cut will help bridge that gap and stimulate spending. After driving the economy into the ground over the past decade, it's audacious for her to suggest that Canadians are better off than they realize. This government wouldn't be bribing us with our own money if times were as good as the Liberals would like us to believe.